Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
For those of you who are familiar with The Mark White Show, you know what we do here. We recognize difference makers in our communities. We share their stories, and we seek to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. Right now, I have on the line with me John Snyder. You know him from the Dukes of Hazzard. You also know him from his music, Take the Long Way Home, What's a Memory Like You, Doing in a Love Like This. I mean, all those songs, that very popular song, very popular guy. I know this. But here's the thing. November 20th, we have a concert car show that's happening, plus a movie that's coming out that will be released in Gwinn, Alabama. And John's on the line right now with me to talk about this. But in particular, one of the things that I really wanted to bring out was two families that are going to benefit from this special event, and that is the Shaw family and the Hamlet family from Winfield, Alabama. Welcome to The Mark White Show, John Snyder.
Thank you. I so love that your show has the focus that it has. You know, this is what we need. We need more of this in the world. We need more of it everywhere. But I thank you for shining a light on the good spots.
Absolutely. And as you know, before we started, Hilda Smith has connected us with two different gentlemen. I wanted to use this time with you, John, to allow them just to let you know that they appreciate what you're doing for their families. The first is Tony Shaw, and he is the father of Hannah Shaw, who on November 3rd had brain surgery at Children's Hospital to remove a cancerous tumor. It was in stage 2. Welcome, Tony.
I'm here, Mr. Moore.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, John. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How's your girl?
she is doing good. She actually got to start back to school yesterday. She's been doing really good. Just the, a lot of prayers have been answered, and we've been very blessed. And what you're doing, we really appreciate too, very much more than words can ever describe.
Well, you're very welcome. It's important that kids get a chance to smile. It's important that they have health, and it's important that they know that there are big people around who care.
That's it. And as you touched on, you know, there in the intro, if the world had more people like you, it'd be a lot better place.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
What you're doing is just—it's just remarkable for, you know, my daughter and my family and Cecilia Grace and her family. And they're just as good of people as you'll ever meet. But we really appreciate everything you're doing.
My family said if you, when you leave a room, it should be in better shape than it was when you got there. Same thing with a town or a building. So I'm in debt to my upraising as your kids are to you. You're a good man. It's obvious.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Speaking of Celia Grace, John, we have Officer Gary Hamlet on the line. He's a police officer, Winfield Police Department, as well as a paramedic. Gary, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, Gary, thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir, and thank you so much for what you're doing for our family and for Tony and Hannah and them. You don't know what that means to us and how our community has come together for the families that has lost loved ones and has sick ones in our community. Our community has been awesome and coming together and helping.
You know, it's we've all seen such news to the contrary. I don't even think it's really news. We live in the greatest country in the world, and we have communities that come together when one of our community members has a need. We all endeavor to fill it, and it's so wonderful to hear stories of communities coming together to help children, to help folks, to help just help the community be a better place. That's why I'm so excited about coming there. And again, shining a light, you know, I do my YouTube channel stuff and I do my Facebook Live stuff. And I try to show the world what real America is. And real America is people helping other people in need. So I'm delighted to be part of your world.
I'm sure, John, if that doesn't make you feel better about the day moving forward and give you that boost of energy, man, I don't know what will.
It's the best I've ever felt on a Friday the 13th.
One person at a time.
We are looking forward into the concert, and we are looking forward in really meeting John because I grew up with the Dukes of Hazzard watching it. That show was awesome to me, and I loved it. And
well, I'm so glad. Yeah, it's a show that continues to put a smile on people's faces, and I'm proud to be part of it.
We thank you so much from the bottom of our heart. Never know what it means to us to have people in this world like John.
Wow. You are very welcome. You are very, very welcome. Wait to meet you.
Thank you, guys. So, John, as we get moving forward to this concert and we're thinking about the fact that there is a benefit tied to it, I know that that makes it mean even more to you as we talk about this release of the movie Stand On It. The very first time it will be released is in Goodwin, Alabama. How's that make you feel, buddy?
I know. I'm so excited. So far, only people who were involved in the movie have seen it. So I haven't had the pleasure of watching people that don't know what's coming, watch the movie, and I can't wait. Especially if people were fans of Smokey and the Bandit, because this is a tribute to Smokey and the Bandit. It's very tongue in cheek because it is a movie. We are aware that there was a movie called Smokey and the Bandit, and we are aware that somehow we've wound up in that world.
You know, as you're speaking, John, I'm thinking about the late great Don Williams. And if you see Burt Reynolds, won't you shake his hand for me and tell old Burt I've seen all his movies? This really is a dedication of sorts to Burt Reynolds and your relationship with him, isn't it?
It is. It is. Burt and I became very good friends, oddly enough, after that 2006 movie. I didn't work on it, but we became very good friends. And prior to that, the man that wrote and directed Smokey and the Bandit was a very dear friend of mine. We developed scripts and tried to sell television shows together, and that's Hal Needham.
So Hal Needham and Burt Reynolds were both very big parts of my life. Smokey and the Bandit has been something I've wanted to revisit ever since I was on it. I was on the set back in 1976. This is, in many regards, even more than the 40th anniversary of Dukes of Hazzard. This, to me, is really full circle.
I did get the opportunity to speak to Charity Bowden. She is from Alabama. Oh, really sweet girl, amazing girl with an amazing talent. And I know that you've gotten to know Charity pretty well over your time of singing together.
Yes, I taught her how to hood slide. Taught her how to slide across the General Lee. Yep. And she's been to Bo's Extravaganza a couple times. She's terrific. So I can't wait to reunite with her. Such a wonderful singer. Such a wonderful example of a young woman, too.
And Cody McCarver with formerly Confederate Railroad. He's going to be joining you as well.
He'll be there. Yep. Cody and I have been working together now for about 3 years. Some great new music. Great. And Cody is in Stand On It. Cody plays Frosty. Not the snowman, not Jerry Reed, not the snowman, but he plays Frosty. So if that'll give you any indication of how close we come, it's great. And he's tremendous. Really, really great in the movie. Drives the truck. And our dog is in it. We have a great old lazy pit bull named Duke here at the studio. And in the movie, he plays not Fred like it was in the movie. He plays Frog. The dog, because he snores.
Got it.
Yep.
And we don't want to leave out the Stars and Bars Band either.
No, the Stars and Bars Band is going to be there. They are my band. They come right out of the hills of Dunlap, Tennessee. There's a special talent, I think. I don't know if it's the water or what. Some of the best players, finest players of any instruments in the world, I think, come out of Tennessee. These guys are wonderful. So I'm anxious for people to hear them. And by the way, all the music in Stand On It is our music. So you're going to hear the songs, and then the movie will come up, and you go, oh, wait a minute, I recognize that. It's really a very well-rounded evening. And I don't think anybody that makes movies can bring you this kind of music, and I don't think anybody that makes music can bring you this kind of movie. It will be an entirely unique experience, and I'm looking forward to meeting everybody.
Because we are helping the Shaw and Hamlet families through this, I especially want to jump on board and be a part of trying to help bring people to this special event. And, of course, that means naming that you're there. Cody McCarver's there. Charity Bowden is there. The Stars and Bars Band. We're going to have a movie, Stand On It, the release of the movie. The world premiere. Perfect.
Yeah, right there.
And a car show by Hilda Smith.
We're going to have a car show. Yep, a car show to boot. So, folks, if you've got a fancy car you want to come show off, bring it. And everybody that's at the event certainly will love to see your car. But then I'm going to go through and I pick out Bo's best. We have the little plaques made if you want to put it on your dashboard to prove to everybody that the guy that drove the 69 Charger thinks your car is pretty cool too. Then come on out to the event and bring your muscle car or bring your Model T, bring whatever it is that you've got to be part of this event.
In just a minute, we're going to talk to Hilda Smith after a break, and she's going to come on and give the details of the special effort that's taking place, the concert, the movie premiere, the world premiere of this movie, Stand On It. And I do want people who are listening right now to make your plans November 20th, that's a Friday, to be out there in Gouin, Alabama, GU-WIN, Gouin, Alabama. Make your way down there for this special concert event that's also going to help the Shaw and Hamlet families. John, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank
on
you, Mr. Mark.
November the 20th.
I'll see you in a week. Thank you for helping, and I'm so delighted to be part of helping those families. So great.
Absolutely.
Thank you for making that happen. All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Hilda Smith join us. She's going to talk about this car show. She's going to talk about the details of the event on November 20th taking place at the Blue Moon Drive-In Theater. We'll welcome Hilda Smith here in just a minute. You know her from actually See Your Grace and the special effort that we had, the car cruise. It was an amazing effort down there in Winfield, Alabama. And Hilda was asked to do it again. And so we have a car show coming up to be part of this special event. So I hope you'll stick with us. And we appreciate Gary Hamlet and Tony Shaw joining us earlier in this segment. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. And he's flying in from L.A. Well,
as the phone rang, I remembered a time how simple things used to be. Then a voice came on the line, not her, but the answer machine. She said, I'm sorry, I can't take your call, 'cause I'm packing up to go away. And John, if that's you, you're just canceling lunch anyway.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McLean. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
To the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting, so he.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Such a great privilege to have John Snyder on the program, and more importantly, to have Gary Hamlet and Tony Shaw on the program to talk about their daughters, Of course, we have an event coming up November 20th. That's a Friday at the Blue Moon Drive-In Theater in Goodwin, Alabama. And part of the proceeds will go to help the Shaw and Hamlet families. If you followed the Mark White Show, you know about Celia Grace Hamlet and the gene replacement therapy that's needed in Italy. We're getting very close to the time where Celia Grace is going to get that treatment, and we're continuing to try to help this family. And then on the Shaw family end, also from Winfield, Alabama, Hannah had surgery on November the 3rd for brain cancer. The surgery appears to be successful. We're thankful for that. But then Hilda was asked to put on a car show as part of John Snyder's special event that's taking place there in Goodwin. And Hilda Smith said, hey, I'll help put on a car show. Right now I have Hilda Smith on the line. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Hilda.
Hey, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You have really been working over the past week. You haven't had much notice to do this, but it sounds like you are hitting the ground running as you're trying to help put on this car show for this special effort taking place, this concert and world premiere that's taking place November 20th.
Well, Mark, I've had a week. Yes, I have been working. I'm very excited about having John Snyder and his crew come to Goodwin, Alabama. And he is doing a tour of drive-in theaters. We're very excited to have John come to Goodwin, Alabama. We were the first drive-in chosen on his tour. So we are the landmark for him. And I'm excited to know that he chose our community to do this. And when they contacted me about helping, they asked me did I have a organization I would like to have part of the donations go to. And I told them I had two sick children, and these children needed our help. So they graciously agreed to give part of the proceeds to the family, to both families. And the local drive-in is letting us do the concession stand. We're going to get the part of the proceeds out of that. Cooper Barbecue from Brilliant, he's setting up. He is donating part of the proceeds from that. And it's just like everyone just joins in when we have something going on here with a child. I mean, it's amazing what we get done. I've never been to a car show. As you know, Mark, we did that one in September. We had 150 cars and grossed with my auction and that over $13,000.
Wow.
And that every bit went to Celia Grace, and now we have another child. I'm doing a purse auction on Facebook. People are donating purses, and I'm auctioning them off, and all that will go to Hannah. But getting back to John, they will be bringing, and he didn't mention this, his traveling museum. So people will get to go in there and view that, see what he's got in there. The car show will start around 3. I've got to get all these times down.
Yes, we're dealing in approximates right now.
Right. The John will judge the cars, and you will get a Bose Best Award for whoever who wins the contest in a car show that John's already had made up to bring with him. We will also be doing a tour in the General Lee around the area for people to see. And if you purchase a ticket, if you'll go on Facebook and say the General Lee was here and show a picture that you made, then you will be upgraded if you're chosen to a VIP package. And that involves hanging out with John and the cast and crew and going through all the events. So that's a big deal.
Yes.
I hope I can get that. But anyway, it's going to be a fun day. And to think that our little community was chosen, it's just, it goes beyond words that I have to say about it. And they've been so kind about anything that I have suggested. And I don't know what I'm doing, Mark. You know, I just go by faith. And everything's just working out really, really great. But I have tickets for sale. If anyone wants a ticket, they'll contact me at 205-275-4432. I'll be glad to get a ticket to you. Mark, I can't thank you enough for agreeing to come and help me with this. It's just, I'm blessed. I'm really blessed. I have wonderful friends.
Well, you know, I've always heard said, Hilda, it's not what you know, but who you know. You didn't know a thing about a car cruise or a car show, but you put a great team together, and we can't do it without each other. And as John alluded to in the first segment, that it takes each one of us coming together. And that's what America's really about. And when I watched at the car cruise as people came together in Winfield, Alabama for Celia Grace Hamlet, I sat there and just it reinforced my belief in our country and the people that make up our country and want to make a difference in the lives of others, like the Hamlet family and the Shaw family.
I often sit and wonder why I was chosen to do these things. God's good. And I get so much pleasure out of seeing it. The day of the car show, when I handed that money to Celia Grace, she looked at me, she held it to her chest, and she looked at me and she said, thank you.
Oh.
And that makes all of the hours you've put into it, all the stress, all of the anxiety, it goes away. And
yes. And you know, we don't know what's going on in John Schneider's life. We don't know about what's going on in Mark White's life. But, you know, in that moment in the first segment when I could bring on Tony and Gary to say thank you to John, of course, that makes them feel good. It makes John feel good. It causes him to appreciate what he's about to do in Goodwin, Alabama. I realized that the music is great and the movie's going to be great. But then to think about the fact that you are in a position to help some families and to do that, I know that John grasped that in the first segment when he was able to talk to both of those men and hear their voices.
Isn't he a wonderful person? I mean, you can just be so comfortable talking with him, and you can tell he really cares about other people, and you don't get that from everyone.
No, and that's the key to it. If we care about people, then we're here to talk and try to see what we can do together and make a difference, and it does really stand out in some people more than others. And I think that there are opportunities for people to find ways to make a difference. And I'm hoping that they're able to find opportunities through this show and that they hear about the Blue Moon Drive-In and what they can do on November 20th to help support the Shaw and Hamlet families, and that it resonates with them. And they say, well, that's a place where I can go and try to help make a difference, or through your purse auction that you have going right now for Hannah Shaw.
Wow. I just, you know, I look back and I think, like I said, why me? Why am I chosen to do these things? There's a reason, there's a purpose, and I'm sure I will find it out. But I enjoy doing everything that I do. I enjoy you so much, Mark, and love and appreciate everything and pray for you daily.
Well, I appreciate that. And you keep up the great work. And I'm so glad that we could pull this together today to have John on the program, to be able to talk to him about this event, and then also talk to Gary and Tony and you as well.
Well, we all appreciate you, what all you do, because without you, this would not be possible.
If you would, share any information that people can connect to be a part of the concert on November 20th.
For tickets, call 205-275 4432. I have tickets right now available, and there's different levels of tickets, and when you call me, I will explain that because it would take quite a bit of air time, but just give me a call and I'll get a ticket to you. But we're going to have a car show. You're getting a car show. You're getting a concert. You're getting a movie that John has written and produced himself, and will be the first one to ever get to see this movie. So this is a big deal. It's a tribute to Smokey and the Bandit. And I'm excited. I'm very excited. And I think, you know, once people start thinking about it, they will get as excited as I am. And we're just going to have a great day. It's November the 20th. It's a week from today. It starts at 3 p.m. John's concert will start around 6. Will last an hour and a half. And then the movie should last about an hour and a half. So from 6, what's 9, is all about John. And John will be in person. He will be projected on the big screen, so everyone will get to see a close-up of him. But come early. Get your ticket. Come early. Get your good parking place. I'll bring you lawn chairs. For a ticket, you can get 5 people in one car for one ticket. So it's a big deal.
Oh, I love that.
We used to get more than 5 people in the car and go to the drive-in, but it wasn't legal. We slipped. We would get get in the trunk and all this stuff. Of course, they knew that we had more people than we're supposed to, but you can get five people and be legal with it now.
Well, and before we close out, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, and I always like to mention this, the foundation of the Mark White Show getting into the Winfield area comes from the Tilly family through Cajun Connection and Icy Gator. They decided that they wanted to help children who were out there struggling, and they gave away gift cards to Icy Gator for kids to go and get a snow cone from them, a shaved ice from them. And so the police department was giving out those little gift cards, and I reached out about that and did an interview at Cajun Connection with Gary Hamlet. Little did I know that Celia Grace would come on the radar, but after my interview with them, I went over to the pizza bar and found out about Wyatt Spann. And there was a car show coming up for Wyatt Spann at the time. And of course, Greg and Christy, his parents, loved them dearly. That then the ball was rolling. And so I just want to make sure that people understand that this all started when I first met the Tillys at Cajun Connection and interviewed Gary Hamlet, because they simply decided that they wanted to give shaved ice to kids who were struggling on calls. So the police officers would go to a call, they would see a kid there on the call, the difficult time they're having, give them this little token, this little gesture of kindness. That's the reason I'm talking to you right now, Hilda.
It is. That's where we met, with that Cajun Connection, and we've been, I consider you a dear friend ever since.
Well, I appreciate the great work that so many people are doing there in the Winfield area to make a difference, whether it was for Wyatt Spann and his legacy continues to live on, or through Celia Grace, or through Hannah Shaw, or any other young person who finds themselves in a situation where they need help, or grown person for that matter.
And Mark, this won't stop here. You know, anyone that needs our help, I'm more than willing to step up and try to help people. And God's been good to my husband and myself, our whole family. And what you have to pay back, you have to give forward. And that's what I'm doing. But I do want to thank Phil Seagrave, mayor of Buen, Alabama, for helping me with this car show. He's my right-hand man. He helps me with anything that I do. And I just want to say thank you, Phil. We appreciate you.
Very good. Hilda Smith, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. I appreciate you connecting all the people on the call so that we could get this done. And I think it's going to be a great event on November 20th there at the Blue Moon Drive-In Theater in Goodwin, Alabama.
I'm excited.
Well, I'm excited too. Hilda, as always, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Folks, what more can I do? We brought on the Shaw family. We brought on the Hamlet family. We have Hilda Smith. We had John Snyder. We're talking about a special event that can help both the Shaw and Hamlet families in Goodwin, Alabama on November 20th. And I hope that you will find a way to plug in to that special event. Concert, world premiere, Stand On It movie, Charity Bowden, Cody McCarver, Stars and Bars Band, concessions, car show. There's so many things that you're going to be able to enjoy. You're going to be out and about with your friends, and I hope that you will make plans to be there on Friday, November 20th. Folks, you can also bring your lawn chairs. It looks like the weather is going to be pretty good, around 70 degrees, so that's nice. And you can sit outside, weather permitting. And so bring your lawn chairs. Make sure you bring those and just enjoy being outside, outdoors with your friends, family, and neighbors. We also want to thank Robbie Cooper with Cooper Barbecue for being a part of this effort to help raise funds for the Shaw and Hamlet families. We can't do it without these small business owners stepping up to make a difference. And I know it's difficult for so many of them, but we still have those who want to find ways that they can make a difference through their business. And so we appreciate people like Robbie and Cooper Barbecue for doing this. When people come down to Goodwin, Alabama, you also have a really great place for people to stay if they'd like to there in Winfield, Alabama, don't you?
Yes, sir. We have the Hampton Inn, which is number one hotel in the state, number six in the nation. And if you will call and say you're coming in for the concert or even ask for me, then we'll get you fixed up with a discounted room. And we look forward to having people come in. The number there is 205-487-7012, or you can call my cell at 205-275-2000. 4432, and we'll get you fixed up.
Great. I'll plug that in. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, see ya. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems
to fit. You are my sunshine. Only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello, Kyla. I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.